we're talking about relationships and babies, there's only one person we speak to, and that's eHarmony psychologist Sharon Draper. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Keith.
Absolute pleasure as always. Why are we having a new generation of robotic babies in our midst, or does eBabies mean something different?
Well, eBabies is just the term coined for babies that are born to people who've met online.
So it's not actually a giant race of robotic babies taking over the planet. It's just babies conceived normally, but the parents have met online on eHarmony or another dating site.
Yes, exactly.
So where is the inspiration at the moment behind people deciding to go online and then have e-babies? Is that becoming the new norm?
Absolutely. You know, we've done some research with Monash University and the stats are really fascinating. So what has come out of that study is that by 2058, more babies would have been born to parents who met online as opposed to offline. And then 2040 would be the tipping point that they predict, where more RDs meet on rather than offline. So it's definitely becoming more and more mainstream to meet people online.
And that opportunity to meet people online, is that going to be impacted, do you think, by the travel restrictions that have been in place for way too long now? Or do you think it's going to become a bit more based on you're looking for something particular in someone and you can filter them out a bit more?
I think it's a bit of both, actually, I think. But the thing with online dating and what's great about it is that you can really filter out those people that aren't compatible with you. So a lot of the apps or the platforms that use compatibility in values, if that's their focus, and eHarmony is definitely one of them. I mean, we look at 32 dimensions of compatibility. So those kinds of platforms will will help you, or will do a lot of the work for you, really, so that you are more likely to meet somebody who is more compatible, has similar values, and therefore more likely to have a longer relationship that will be more sustainable. So I think when people go onto those serious, more serious apps, so not just the sort of swappy ones for hookups, because that was quite sort of common in the past, but now people are going onto it with the view to finding a lifelong partner. And then what we're finding as well is that a lot of people who do meet online and who are matched really well, they tend to have babies quite a lot earlier as well, as opposed to people who meet just in normal life.
And that aspect of having babies earlier is something I did want to pick up on. Is that going to become, do you think, in your mind, changing back to what used to happen, where people met young, married young, had kids young, and then it moved away from that into see the world, build a career, then have children later on in life? Do you think that's going to reverse again, or do you think there's going to be a little bit of a leveling out for a while?
I think leveling out for a while, because I think people, you know, society's changed so much. So, you know, a lot of people do tend to choose to have babies later, and I think that's not going to change necessarily. I mean, we've got technology to allow for that. But I do think that when you go now, when we go onto dating apps, you are going for a reason and you're wanting to find someone. So I think families will probably start earlier than if you've just met somebody sort of by sort of accident, in a bar. But I don't necessarily see it as people having babies younger necessarily. I just think that a lot of people they're quite serious about what they want. They know what they want, and so they want to be matched up with somebody who has, like I said, similar values. And then that will be sustainable.
So the message is to all those budding grandparents out there, if your kids meet their partner online, don't judge them because you get grandkids earlier.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, for sure.
Sharon Draper from eHarmony, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.